始めさせていただきます。
Now, I would like to begin my presentation. I am Omikawa for the FY 2020 Q2 Japan business update will be made. And first of all, please go to page 2. And in the Japanese market in 2020, we are now looking at customer success in the remote management era. We see that with the shift to the cloud, the situation in our customers is becoming more and more data-driven, and customer success is something that we are emphasizing our efforts more in. There are three points. It's necessary to expand cloud security to accelerate digital transformation, as Eva Chen has mentioned just now. And so we will continue our efforts here. The second point, we will have to accelerate the shift to the SaaS model, and we will provide the Trend Micro XDR here in Japan. We have started specific efforts in this area. The third point is to promote the IoT business. And gradually, we are building up a solid mechanism for this. On page 3, if you look at the fact that in 2020, originally, the Olympics and Paralympics were supposed to be held. And from METI, there was the DX report about the 2025 problem. In 2025, if you fail to achieve digital transformation, it'll be necessary to shift from legacy systems to a world-class system. Otherwise, Japan is going to be in trouble. And there was a report on this from METI. And remote work and remote management were things that were supposed to be carried out this year. And there was also the 5G and IoT efforts. But because of COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, we are seeing that there has been a tremendous momentum in shifting to digital transformation throughout the world, and this has become even more necessary for Japan. Next, in regard to the commercial business update, we are looking at hybrid infrastructure protection, and we are doing overall quite good business with a 32% increase in gross sales in the hybrid infrastructure protection, and we're also seeing an increase by a 27% in deep security. And for deep discovery, we're getting large deals, and so we're seeing great growth in deep discovery. And we also talked about Cloud One. And in terms of cloud security, we have the Cloud One effort. And in the deep security area, we have Cloud One securities supported. And deep security has continued to show growth. And the gross sales has increased year over year by 19%, and the number of customers have increased by 27%, and there has been a 13% increase in new gross sales. We have been able to get two large deals, and there are several large deals amounting to tens of thousands, millions of yen. And this is the result of our continued efforts in this area. Meanwhile, for the lowlights, we talk about this constantly, but deep security is growing. However, including AWS and so on, the growth rates are not as high as other areas, so it's very difficult to achieve the visualization here. And so therefore, it'll be necessary to collaborate more with cloud integrators. And we must look at the customers that cloud integrators are delivering to. So by working more closely with cloud integrators, and we want to have a greater penetration in this area. So we have reflected on this, and we're looking at cloud integrators and how we can strengthen our relationships with them. And we have not been able to carry out a variety of different events. But we want to be able to develop new businesses, but we have not been able to do so because of the current pandemic. Next, in terms of user protection, the highlight is that in new areas, we have increased our gross sales by 5%. And in terms of a cloud-based security service for small and medium businesses, we have continued growth. And we also have cloud management. And in the cloud edge, we have a strong partner business. And we're seeing increase in gross sales by 20% and in the number of customers by 50%. And in each quarter, we have been increasing our business here so that we have been able to increase. And there's also Apex One SaaS. Partners have increased here. We have four or five new partners. And so in Apex One SaaS for cloud management service, we're making our efforts. And as a low light, as Mahendra Negi has mentioned, in the SMB area, for our partners like Ricoh or NTT, it has been difficult to carry out visits. And also we have partners like Otsuka. They have not been able to visit customers. And so we have not been able to achieve the growth that we had wanted to. That is a low light. If you'll refer to page 8, the consumer global and Japan business. The highlights were, as already mentioned, for Q2 in the consumer area, on a year-over-year basis, there has been a 29% growth in the consumer area. And so there had been a reluctance of people to buy PCs, but with partnerships with a retail source, we've been able to show increased sales. And in online sales, in areas like Yodobashi Camera's e-commerce business, we have been seeing very good growth in online store operations. And online sales has increased tremendously because of the lockdown. And so we're pursuing this as well. And also from mobile distributors, there have been smartphone shops that were not operating at full business hours. And so in this area, because the smartphone shipments have gone down, there has been a tough situation. But we were able to establish very good partnerships. And as shown on the right-hand side, we have been able to solidly increase sales because there are more and more focus on security issues. And users are more aware of this. And so because of this, in terms of mobile, our customers have increased in number. And as for Wi-Fi protection, on a global basis, we are seeing increased sales in this area. As for the security service through LINE account, there may be cases such as URL or so on that needs to be tested. And so there is the virus buster check that is under testing. The official delivery hasn't started yet, but there's a QR code that can be used, and it is possible to take advantage of the virus buster check on a trial basis for testing purposes. It's an application that's offered free of charge, so we hope that people will take advantage of this. As for lowlights, Now, there is the Symantec Norton threat, and the Symantec has been spending a lot of investment here in Japan and rebates, and they are attacking the market aggressively, and so it's necessary for us to take advantage of our sales channel to compete.
Both in Japan and globally, we have the challenge of home network security. We need to do a better job of communicating this business. Moving on to page 10, IoT focus areas. This is a quick recap. We have smart factory, 5G, local 5G, connected cars, and connected consumers. And on the next page, page 11, we can find that some of the important highlights of second quarter. Industrial control system security product sales has been very solid since the beginning for smart factory. Edge Fire, Edge IPS by TX1. And we also have a safe lock and portable security from before. And you can see the growth numbers here. Edge Fire is a new segment. And one particular company decided to use this as a global standard for the organization. And we have already shipped more than 400 units. Edge IPS order was placed for Q3 as well by the same organization. OT and the factories need to be connected and protected, and the operation can never stop. There is a heightened demand, and the start is very solid. On the right-hand side, you can see the 5G and local 5G status. We don't have a nationwide network, and the devices are not really installed in each household. It's not like the factory. But Docomo has Open Innovation Cloud. 29th of May, they talked about security services using our technology. So they made another announcement, including local 5G. We want to build specific customer references, and we're working very closely together with Docomo on this. On the next slide, on page 12, you can see the connected car. This will take a long time, but we have published white papers. And the international standard for automotive cybersecurity will be established soon. We have written a white paper to help with that effort. We will not see anything specific so quickly, but this is going to be a multi-year project. Both inside and outside of the vehicle, we want to take advantage of our security operations center and participate in POCs and demonstrations. The fourth pillar, connected consumer. In the second quarter, in fact, one consulting company in the construction industry with more than 500 employees I decided to use VirusBuster for home network for their employees. The idea is, if the employee has to work from home using a company PC, they had concerns with the security level of the home network. So this company actually tried and tested our home network protection, and we received a huge order all of a sudden, and we were surprised by that. And we spoke to the customer, and the customer said they wanted to make sure that the home network of their employees were secure. And they provided this VirusBuster for home network for the employees. We think that there are other demands like this. So including this particular customer, we're working on R&D so that we can provide even better approach of monitoring, for example. We are continuously working with this customer. Now, page 14 shows future outlook, second half in the next 6 months. IT environment, lifestyle, work, style are changing because of COVID-19. Cloud usage will be promoted even further, meaning that we need stronger security for cloud. Implementation and management must be easy. So there is an acceleration toward the shift to cloud-style security. Direct sales and the partner sales, both will be enhanced, strengthened. And the second point is a remote working and studying. Giga School initiative and the remote learning are expanding. And although not shown here, remote diagnostics for healthcare is another opportunity that we are looking into in relation to remote security. Now, it is difficult to have face-to-face communication, physical communication with our customers, but we are trying to do web seminars and different approaches to communicate better with our customers online. And that is all from me. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Thank you.